Today we're going to concentrate on fits and faints. Fitting, first of all, would we come across many people fitting?
It is something that can commonly happen. There are two causes, or two main causes, of having a fit. The first is if you suffer with epilepsy. And in that situation, if your epilepsy isn't fully controlled, then it's not uncommon to actually have fits. These can vary from simple absence attacks to full-blown fits where you do fall to the ground, have convulsions over your body, and then slowly recover. The other type of fit, which is, I suppose, more serious and more significant, is when the fit is as a result of a blow to the head, or in somebody who's either short of oxygen because of injury or illness, or if their blood sugar level is very low.
And there's always extra concern, I think, someone with a head injury anyway, isn't there?
Yes, certainly. If somebody has a fit after a head injury, it's usually an indication that there is quite significant damage and bleeding inside the head. And as the pressure rises inside the head, then the brain will respond to that by provoking a fit. The difficulty with this is that if that pressure isn't relieved fairly quickly, then there is the risk of permanent brain damage.
What should we do if we see somebody having a fit?
Okay, again, the first thing is not to panic. There are big safety issues when somebody's having a fit, and in the past there were lots of myths about, oh, you should put something in the mouth to stop them biting the tongue, or you should hold them down so they don't hurt themselves. In general, people who are having a fit will not have a problem with biting their tongue, and you can actually do more harm than good by trying to put something in their mouth. Certainly don't put your fingers in their mouth, because they may well actually bite them. What you need to do is, if possible, get the person laid on their side, and then just make sure that anything that's potentially injurious to them, so if they're up against a radiator or against something hard, then either remove that, or if it is a radiator, which obviously is fixed, then get some help to move the patient. One of the commonest after effects of fits that we can see are people who've burnt themselves because they have collapsed next to a radiator, or they've actually got nasty lacerations or even fractures because they've been, that their limbs have been hitting something hard. They're not conscious during a fit, so they don't know that this is happening, and the best thing that a bystander can do is just make sure that the area immediately around the person who's having the fit is completely clear.
And what about when the person comes round from that fit?
They will be a little bit confused to start off with, and it's important to calm them down, reassure them, tell them who you are, what's been happening to them. They may well want to get up. Some people recover quite quickly. Others feel a little bit sleepy afterwards. You should always encourage somebody, if they've had a fit, even if they're known to be epileptic, to seek medical advice as soon as they possibly can. If the fit doesn't stop quickly, or if then the person isn't recovering, even though the fit has stopped, then again, a 999 response is the best way to deal with that.
We're also talking about fainting. What do you do if you come across someone who's fainted?
The reason that people faint is when the circulation to the brain is temporarily reduced, and it happens very commonly in the heat. It can happen in people who do some exercise and possibly haven't had enough to eat before they do that. Or some people are just very prone to fainting, and if they see blood or they see something that's upsetting, that will provoke that type of response. The way to treat it is quite simply to restore circulation to the brain. And the way to do that is to lay the person on the floor and bring their legs up to an angle of about 45 degrees. And you will normally find that within a minute or two, at the very most, the person will recover and they will go back to normal. If they don't recover, then it may not be a simple faint. It may be something more serious than that. And if they don't come round with laying them flat and elevating the legs, then again, you should contact 999.